Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. We've got a real interesting and bizarre and off-the-wall show. It's kind of scheduled tonight, flying by the seat of our pants. I have some real interesting clips, I think. I have a caller on the line. Caller? Who is this?
I think it's me, Solaris Blue Ribbon.
Solaris, thank you. I wasn't sure because it was Skype. How are you?
Oh, I'm just dandy. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing pretty good. I have a series of clips. I have one particular clip that I made, and I'm going to have to remember how to work everything right. And you'll have to help me out. If you can't hear it, then let me know.
Okay.
It's your favorite person in the whole UFO community. We're going to listen to.
Okay.
You know I'm being sarcastic, right?
I know you are.
Okay. I got to say, I like these guys. They're very entertaining. I kind of take it as science fiction. And I do listen to them. And I enjoy what they say. I don't really think there's much to it. And you know what's disturbing to me? And I'm not slandering these guys. I don't mean to slander them or knock them. Corey Good and David Wilcock. I mean, David Wilcock's done some really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Good tells a great, great story. And I'd like for some of it to be true. It would be really fascinating if it was. What I was going to say is that it's really strange how the whole UFO and extraterrestrial thing and the abduction scenario has changed over the years, because there were people that had conscious memories, face-to-face contacts, some photographs, some evidence, some eyewitnesses. And then it came to people who thought something was funny, you know, when they drove to the store and it took 10 minutes too long or something, or something else was kind of strange happening in their life. And so they went and they got regressed. And then they have this big old, you know, elaborate thing that supposedly happened. And now, at least with, and you can help me with this because you might remember some of this clearer than I do. But I think with Corey Good, he hasn't had any regression. He hasn't taken a polygraph of any kind. He has no kinds of photograph or no kind of evidence whatsoever. And they're kind of recovered memories. Is that what they're calling them? I mean, in other words, you know, it's just like he's like saying, oh, you know, I was 35 years old and I recovered this memory. And then
right.
They've been age. Have you heard about where they're age reversed?
Regressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that's kind of
like,
weird too. Yeah.
They live 40 years on Mars, and then they came back to the Earth and got age regressed. Now, it's like, okay, how much are we supposed to swallow here? I mean, you know, I'm really being...
Are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
No. I have had no alcohol tonight.
I'm talking Kool-Aid.
No Kool-Aid. This is just me being me. But isn't it gotten weird? Wouldn't you not agree?
It's gotten very weird. Yeah, I would. And I can tell just from my own perspective coming out of and talking about the artificial telepathy, which happened, you know, to me, that was in 2004. I was abducted. And then I put my book out in 2008. I testified in 2006. There wasn't anybody talking about that stuff, you know. So now you're seeing all this replication coming out. It's almost as if people are copycats. And then there is also, in my opinion, something going on where they're trying to muddy the waters. And, of course, they've always tried to do that in the UFO community. So I always take everybody's experience with a grain of salt, but I think you have some points that are correct insofar as, you know, the only question I have about Corey Good is where was he like 10, 12 years ago? I mean, why is it now? Why didn't he show up when we were really, everybody was talking about this stuff years and years ago? And it's not just him, it's other people too. It really, I don't understand why they didn't show up earlier is my point. You know, I'm seeing it, and I don't know if it's because it's popular now and all of a sudden everybody and their mother wants to discuss things like this, but I will tell you, at this point in the continuum, I am just taking a step away from it. I was never really big in the UFO community anyway. You know, I'm into the core technologies, not into that part. And I'm into more of a rational side to ufology. You know, I'm not one of these, I don't know how to describe them, but go ahead.
I don't know either. I don't know how to describe it either. But yeah. I think if you go by his story, and it shows you I don't know his story well enough that I'm saying this, but like I was saying, his memories started coming back like when he was older in life. I don't know how old he is now, but let's say he started getting his memories back when he was 30. And like you were talking about, he allegedly went to Mars and other places in our solar system, and they took him there, and then he lived almost a lifetime, you know, half a lifetime, maybe 40 years or something like that. And then they bring him back and age regress him. So he's back to, I don't know, however old he was before he left. Maybe he was 18 when he left, or 20 years. So who knows where he was 20 years ago? Was he still on Mars? Or yeah, it's just so convoluted. I mean, how do you even follow this stuff?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, that's the whole idea. And I think that if you look at the UFO community, there's a majority of people that are the talking heads that are there doing the lectures and the seminars. And the real people, in my opinion, the people that really do have the smoking guns, are not the ones out there doing the presentations. Or if they are, it's very hard to find them. And that's what I've, just with my own research and my own studies, that's what I've seen. So, you know, like I said, I take it with a grain of salt. At least Billy Meyer has some excellent philosophical data with the contact reports. I mean, that stuff is spot on. His prophecies are spot on. You know, anybody and their mother can say they were here, they were there. But what we really need is the smoking gun evidence. And I'm not sure what he has. And honestly, I haven't really been diving into his work a whole lot, Corey Goods, but I do know from my own personal experience, I have the smoking gun because I assessed the technology I was interfaced with, so I could actually prove the technology. I could prove this type of thing. Now, what do they have? I'm not sure. A story? I think you're right. I think it's great to have stories, but you need something more than that, in my opinion. But I do see there's another thing going on where it's not just him. There was like four or five other people that are almost like mirroring his information. You know, like his experience. And so I don't know what's going on. Is this a hive collective? None of them know each other. So you have to look at it like that. And also what comes to mind is mind control, obviously, because people can get screen memories and they can get heterodyned and they can get all kinds of cool interface with a lot of different types of images and think they've gone someplace when, in fact, they haven't gone anywhere. It's just like that movie Total Recall. So I don't discount that either, especially after where I've been with this technology. I know this thing like the back of my hand, this artificial intelligence. So go ahead.
Well, the other guy that was really interesting for a while, and like, I mean, I don't really mean to throw stones at these people, but the other guy was like William Tompkins. Remember him?
Yeah, I thought he did an excellent interview. I actually was very interested in hearing what he had to say.
And
disappeared. What's your opinion? He disappeared.
Well, he just disappeared. I think he was attacked by one of the interviewers or something.
Oh, and, that's not appropriate. See. Go ahead.
Right. He didn't want to talk about the reptilian thing. I think he was kind of getting pushed into that.
Well, that's his call. But I can tell you one thing. If you're a host and you're interviewing somebody, I think it's appropriate to ask professional questions for the most part and also go by guidelines as far as what they really want to talk to. I've seen a lot of saboteurs out there. You know, they try to set people up. And that's not my protocol. I know that's not yours. But there are some non-professional people out there who do that in the community of interviewing, and I think it's very sad, you know. Just, it's not appropriate, that's all. If he wants to talk about it, that's great, but, you know, you don't push people or corner them. So,
well,
but the
let me see if
thing,
I
can... Oh, go ahead.
Well, go ahead. I'll let you finish your thought.
Yep. Okay, I just want to say about the reptilian thing, though, that's also something that can be done through psychotronic weapons, because people can modulate frequencies to a point where people can see things that look like a shapeshifter or somebody who looks like they've gone into a type of a reptilian kind of design work, when in fact, it's like, again, it's a light show, it's a special effects kind of thing. So I don't discount that at all, that people are getting hit with things that are making them see things differently through not multidimensional sight, but more of a technological sight.
Well, let me see if I can play this clip, and if give me a second or two, and we'll see if I can, if you can hear it. I think I remember how to do this. Hang on. There's about two ways I can do this. This is one of the two or three ways I've experimented.
And they are essentially what you could call the Illuminati, but in the defense contractor slash corporate version of that. They did want to use these assets that they've built, which include vast amounts of craft, clones that look like extraterrestrials but can be programmed to do what you want them to do, and they were going to invade our planet. And they were going to use that as a casus belli to create their goal, which is depopulation. They want to drastically reduce the number of people on Earth. So all of this dark and weird and crazy stuff that we've heard about on the fringes of the Internet is very much a part of what was going on in the space program up until an alliance started to form. So, Corey, could you, if you want to, tell us a little bit about what is the alliance? How did this very negative situation start to turn around? Yeah.
The SSP Alliance is made of a group of people that have broken away from the other secret space program, and they have loosely come together to form an alliance, and they don't typically get along with each other all that well, but it's kind of a forced alliance. Their goal is to bring about full disclosure and to bring all of the technology to all of humanity at the same time. This has been there has been some setbacks, course, that we've talked about with the Earth Alliance negotiating wanting a protracted disclosure. But from what we've been hearing, that's not going to be possible. There's too much information out there.
And that's really good news, because if any of you were at the Conscious Life Expo, we created a shockwave in announcing that there was this effort being made by the Cabal to do a partial disclosure where they take 100 years to tell us the truth.
Okay, bear with me, folks.
That was good. I can hear the audio just fine. You know, Mark, that you can surf the Internet and get all kinds of information. They're not saying anything that hasn't been already put out there on the Internet, first of all. They act like they're smoking guns. There's no smoking gun there, you know?
Oh, you think? I didn't know this. This stuff's been put out before?
Well, it sounds like I've heard it before on the Internet. You know, the problem that I'm seeing with a lot of people right now who say they're doing this kind of soft disclosure, whatever you want to call it, or they're getting special guidance, is that if you look deep enough into the Internet, you're going to find the exact same information out there already. So this is what I'm looking at here, a correlation between what they're saying and other things that have already been said. You know, it's not, and we are the disclosure, by the way, in case anybody wants to know, and they're waiting for whatever. We are star people. I've said this a billion times over. We are the celestial beings in our suits and our star bodies. We are here. We have access. We have cellular memory. We have full Akashic access. There's nothing that we don't know, Mark, and you know this through your studies of Billy Meyer. We are the ones. We are here, and we don't need to look for anybody for disclosure. And I think that what we're seeing here are people trying to run with data to distract the mass collective or to distract people in this fear-mongering as well. You know, I've never had a problem with off-world species. It's mankind's covert intel that causes the problems and the disinformation and mind control. But you can shut me up any time. But you know what I mean. It's just, it gets crazy. I mean, we can't trust mankind. Mankind's the one that runs interference. Mankind has national security when people have too much access to off-world intelligence or they start merging with their multidimensional design work. That's when we have a problem here, you know. So go back to Project Paperclip for that.
Yeah, I don't know the whole story with Corey and David, but I think some of the things they've said is that there was a civilization on Venus that I guess a billion years ago or something was very highly advanced, and they built all these structures and there are all these structures and various moons across our solar system, and they talk about three or four different groups, what they call the SSP, which I think they call the Secret Space Program, but there's two groups higher than them in terms of their technology. And then that Corey is supposed to get visits from these blue sphere. What does he call these?
Blue avians. And I have to laugh because it sounds like blue raven. It sounds like me.
Blue raven.
It's actually a bird. I thought, did they hear my name and just kind of like morph it or something? Because blue raven. I thought, what? But yeah, that's interesting.
They
I've never encountered anything.
You. I never thought of that.
You know, neurolinguistics, Mark. I'm not kidding you. Okay, I make a joke of this light, but I'm telling you right now, when people have certain words and flavors out there on the internet, and then all of a sudden you see people get, they hear something or they start morphing a word and it becomes something else. I don't know anything about it. I've never encountered anything like that, so I can't confirm or deny. So I'm not sure what's going on, quite honestly. I think a lot of people are jumping on that bandwagon. I'm not judging anybody, but only because I know what I know about covert intelligence and the psychotronics and artificial telepathy, that all of these things can be manufactured through that project, the one that I'm familiar with, so...
Well, let me continue, and
okay,
thanks for the commentary. Just give me a second to cue this back up.
I don't want to wait that long. I don't know about you, but I don't feel like waiting 100 years. So instead, what we're doing is we're pushing for full disclosure. Now, the technologies that are going to come your way will completely change your life in the most vast, incredible ways you can imagine. We're going to have materializers that can print food and anything that you want, and it's like the best meal you've ever had in your life. Well, the ones that you had were not, right? Except for the pot roast, I guess, right? That's the new joke. He lived on a ship and worked in this cigar-shaped craft and part of a faction of the space program called Solar Warden. And he has had, I just want to point this out to you, I do my due diligence. I'm not ever going to promote somebody if I don't think he's 100% true. So there's people out there saying they're the real thing. You're never going to hear me talking about them. I will only promote somebody who validates hundreds of other things I've heard from others that was never put on public record. So we're putting out all this stuff now that has never been heard before. And there's still new developments that are going on. So, Corey, since we have a lot of people here who are already aware of what we're saying, and I don't want you guys to feel like you didn't get something new, why don't we start talking about some of the new stuff? How does that sound to you? You want to do that?
Yeah.
Try to imagine now that 2 point whatever billion years ago, we don't know exactly how long, but it appears to be 2.6 billion years ago, that our solar system had a very highly advanced technological race that originated on Venus, that built these massive obelisks out of crystalline material that's actually transparent aluminum. It's an aluminum alloy that you can see through. It's like 5 times better than bulletproof glass. It's the ultimate building material if you have high technology that you can make out of the elements in the periodic table. It's clear. You can build domes on top of a moon. You can have a full view of the stars at night. You have the sunlight coming in to warm you up, and then you can pressurize it on the inside and have breathable atmosphere. You can have lakes, rivers, trees, animals, people, buildings, streets, roads, and you're living on a moon. And they also have the technology to do that inside moons. One of the things that Corey has just dropped on us, which I don't even know if it's aired on Cosmic Disclosure yet or not, is that this civilization that was in our solar system, they didn't just do these structures.
Okay, I'm back. Could you hear any of that?
You know what's interesting? Yeah, I did. And you know what's interesting about that is, first of all, what he's describing is right out of Star Trek. I've heard it on one of the movies, actually, with Star Trek, with the some of the technology they're talking about, right? And then another thing is the crystalline domes. That's common knowledge. I mean, anybody who knows about pressurization atmospheres would understand crystalline domes. There's nothing he's saying that is anything we don't already know, okay? Insofar as consciousness goes, whether it's through Atlantean technologies or what we are at the cellular level, I mean, I know stuff like that. I'm not claiming to be on Mars or in these black space programs. I mean, what he's saying is common knowledge to me, so I don't understand why all of a sudden there's this hoopla about this guy. You know, what he's mentioning is nothing out of the norm, and he talks about the 3D printer. I mean, that looked like what they were talking about. You can have everything you want through this technology. That sounded like the 3D printer right there. I don't know what to say about it, Mark. I think that sometimes when people charge an awful lot of money for a presentation, you have to look at the cha-ching, you know, how much are they charging, first of all, for their presentations and workshop? I have a lot of data in my books that have been out for decades that nobody's paid attention to just because I'm not in that circuit, right? And that's why when I look at stuff like this, it's like this guy's not saying anything that hasn't been on the internet or in another book or in a mystery school book or something else. It's basically, to me, it's common knowledge. I mean, what I just heard right there, when it comes down to the domes and all these different civilizations, we all know there's advanced species out there. This is nothing new. It's nothing new.
What is this? Well, let me go down through some of the stuff they were talking about. Technology, okay. Some kind of technology that, like a replicator type technology that
yeah,
they could
that's
just
what it sounded
use
like.
To create food, maybe.
Yeah, I saw it on Star Trek. I mean, and not to mention now Star Trek. Well, they got a lot of their information from the Black Science Department, you know. So, but still, it's like that's what I mean. It's like he's pulling this stuff out, and that's like, okay, I understand. Yeah, that's probable because we already have seen that there are things like that through the Black Science Department. That's not, you know what I mean? It's like what are we supposed to be looking at here? What's the unusual part of it? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Go ahead.
The other thing, Corey said he was on a cigar-shaped craft. It would have been nice if he would have taken some photographs or I don't know. It would just be nice to have some kind of, you know, something tangible that we could put our fingers on and say, hey, you know, this is real, but we just have a story.
Well, we do know there are cigar-shaped craft. Well, that we can confirm to some degree. So that's nothing out of the norm again. But, yeah, you're right. It would be nice if he could have something tangible. That makes sense.
2.6 billion years ago, a highly advanced civilization in our solar system. That's fascinating. I would love to, you know, see some strong information that would back that up. And that it originated on Venus. I guess what they're going to say is that Venus at one time had a climate like the Earth, and then they ran into global warming or something. Who knows?
And that's also been speculated about through a lot of different types of scientists and also mystics. You know, you can go through Velikovsky's Worlds and Collisions. You can talk about a lot of different people who were Venusian or claim they were Venusian. So what they're saying, once again, is not something out of the norm. And so my point is, it's just I've heard it before in a different formula. Let's put it that way.
They've done a good job putting it all together in an interesting way.
Well, I think that's the idea, is to make it tangible and make it to a point where they can sell it and market it, and that's what they've been doing. And in case anybody hasn't noticed, the ufology departments, they're marketing. I mean, that's what it's all about, is selling something. Disclosure. Go ahead.
I think they've created like a cartoon, a Corey Good kind of cartoon with his little animations and... They're going all 9 yards.
You know,
it's
about market. I mean, this is what it's about. It's about marketing, if you ask me. It's just about making money. I'm not saying that it's 100% accurate or inaccurate. I'm just saying that that's what it looked like to me. I'm sure I've seen this before just because I'm looking at my own benchmark with covert technology. It was never – nobody ever talked about synthetic telepathy, for example, and now all of a sudden it's a big hot topic because when it becomes a big hot topic and it gets popular, then people start to jump on the bandwagon to make their whatever they want to make out of it. You know, it doesn't surprise me at all. I think they're seeing opportunities for money. And they're going with stories, and they're going with this, and they're going with that. So, but he's not unusual when it comes down to his data. I don't see anything so far. When you played those clips, that's nothing unusual what he's saying, with the exception of the blue avians.
I'm going to speculate here.
Okay.
I think David Wilcock, my speculation is he's an honest person. Mm-hmm. I think he really believes that Corey's telling them the truth. And I think... maybe some of these people, like Corey, are at a point where maybe they're having a hard time distinguishing what is true and what they maybe imagined. I don't know. I'm just speculating.
Well, you know, I haven't really I haven't been diving into his work a whole lot insofar as everybody's been talking about him. But I will say one thing, because I'm so familiar with mind control and psychotronics and covert technology and screen memories and how they heterodyne targets, I don't discount that he was messed with. I don't discount that at all. When people are getting information, usually it comes from something like that insofar as the way the programs run. So He may not even be aware of it. He may have altars that run and he doesn't even know about. You know, that's also, you know, just something to look at. So, but I don't know what the big hoop. Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Not at all. No, it's fine.
The other thing that I had to do, like, when I first started listening to Corey and David talk about this stuff, I couldn't really stand it for any more than like 5 minutes because it was just so over the top. So it took me a while. I had to build up my resistance so I could, you know, be objective and listen to the whole thing. So that's, at least I just thought you might find that interesting. I couldn't deal with
it. Yeah, I haven't even looked at it. The funny thing is, Mark, I'm the same way. I haven't really looked into his work. Everybody's been, you know, raising all sorts of hell about it. And I haven't really, first of all, I don't have time to be looking at all this stuff.
Yeah,
and secondly,
yeah.
No, it didn't spark my interest, to be honest with you. Because after you've been where I've been, with, it's just like it's boring to me. Some of the stuff
they talk about
with those little things. It's a story tale. That's all, or a fairy tale.
And it's
nothing against them. But it's just the way I hear it, and that's the way I see it because of where I've been with this technology. So it's kind of, you know, once you engage with artificial intelligence, anything is possible. Anything. And that doesn't mean that you physically have been anywhere. It means that you've been brain hacked, remotely brain hacked, mind hacked, and a lot of other stuff.
You know, I would like for it to be true. I would like for some of this stuff to come out and be true. It'll be really interesting to see what happens over time. Because
right.
If nothing else, they've created some. If you can get through the initial phase of, I don't know what it is. It's really hard because it's hard to find words. I can't find the right words, but it was so over the top and so absurd or whatever. I was like, I couldn't listen to it very long, but I like to give people a chance and I want to, you know, I want to hear what they have to say. But there's a lot of people in the UFO community that way. Who
That's
was the
why
guy?
I like the plague. Go ahead.
Who was the guy that had the contacts with the praying mantis people? And he was like, I think he had an Australian accent or an English accent, and mm-hmm. he had a quasi local government kind of job. And he was, I wish if I said his name, you would know right away. But I could never. Yeah. Listen to enough of it. You know what I'm saying? I could only listen to
right.
5 minutes or so. I just had to turn it off. I just couldn't deal with it. He was very rational, very composed, but the whole story was just like, whoa.
Well, I know who you're talking about, and I can't remember his name either, but I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I
don't know. I
guess. Like I said, go ahead.
You know, maybe I'm becoming jaded.
Well, I think I am too, and I hate to say that, just because it just seems like it's oversaturated, the industry itself, and I call it an industry, it's just oversaturated with data. And it's not that people haven't had unique experiences or they haven't been contactees or maybe they've been pulled into my lab's military abductions or whatever. I don't discount those things. I'm just saying that sometimes the information becomes distorted and twisted, and sometimes because of the people who have been interfaced with maybe something they're not even understanding what they've been interfaced with. And in circumstances where they've been in these projects, they may have just been pulled into a mind control program that made it look like that. And that's my take on it. So, but I see it more and more, Mark, you know, it's just like, I'm at the point now where I just want to throw up my hands and walk away. You know, I've been very credible and very articulate about what happened to me. And I'm very serious about covert technology. And then I see all these people out there that are just crapping all over everything and then running disinformation. And it just makes me angry, but at least the
and
books are out there and the data's out there, you know,
they
go ahead.
Fill up. I mean, the audience, they fill up big
yeah.
audience.
Well, people want to believe. You know, I think people are looking for something. They're looking for that sort of thing. They want to believe. And I can tell you one thing. People are very, how do you say it? If you put
gullible?
Something out there, yeah, that's the word. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. And the people, when he presents something, they want to believe so badly that they'll try to correlate their own lives around it or say they've had something similar. I've seen this happen with, even with covert technology, you know, psychotronic weapons or, I've had people contact me out of the blue in the past that have had something, you know, covert technology oriented. But I think sometimes it's either because they want to have the experience or they're looking for something to fit in. They're trying to fit their own whatever experience into somebody else's reality. So it can get so complex. You know, I don't even know what to say about it anymore, quite honestly. But I do see the symbol talking heads. Go ahead.
Have you heard about this Gaia TV thing?
Oh, with the little alien looking thing? with Three Fingers?
Well, I don't know. It's just this whole internet TV. I mean, it's a big production.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, but did you see the article about the alien? That's what my point is.
No.
Oh, let me send you the link to that. You've got to look at this thing. And I'll tell you point blank, the first thing that comes to mind, even though they're trying to say it's legit, is that it's not legit. And I must be jaded, so I apologize. I really do. Because I'm not one who doesn't know that there are extraterrestrials out there. I do know we are star people, so I do get that. I'm just saying that I think that people are surprised, or they might be surprised to find out that we don't look like that. We don't have these three fingers, and we don't have to have these weird-looking appearances that they assume an extraterrestrial looks like. So,
right.
But let me find you that article, and you'll just be like, I can't believe you haven't seen it. But it's something to look at, Mark, because it shows this little, it looks like an alien with three fingers. And in Peru, I believe. A lot of hoopla about that going on.
Oh, is it the Atacama?
Let me send you the
Dr.
link.
Dr. Stephen Greer's thing, whole thing?
No. No, this is something brand new. It was something that just came out. And yeah, but it is. It's unearthing. Here we go. Let me find it. So CT scans reveal a complex physiology of bones. Let me give this to you. Hang on for a second. I'm trying to find it. Everything's hosed up. Go ahead and talk while I'm doing this.
Well, there's some TV program now. They have, and I thought it was Gaia TV, and I could be not saying this correctly, but Corey and David and a couple of other folks that are pretty well respected are on this Gaia TV thing, which I haven't, it's a pay thing. Of course, you got to pay for it. And, you know, I just haven't been able to get myself to do that, but.
Right, and here you go. I'm going to
send
you this link and you can look at it because it's Gaia TV. That's exactly what you're talking about there.
Oh,
but
is
what they're looking at.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's Gaia TV then, yeah.
It is Gaia TV, but that's the special report on Earthing Nazca, which it looks like some kind of an extraterrestrial in the illusion of, right? And that's all leading at that.
Do you think that they're just putting up so much crap out there that it's going to discredit everything?
I agree with you. I think this is the worst. I totally agree. Yeah, I'm actually burned out on everything to a point where I just want to throw up my hands and just walk away. And the only thing I'm interested in right now is covert science, covert technology. I like the AI information because that's where my expertise lies. But everything else, I'm just sick of hearing it. And I know that sounds tacky, but I am so burned out, Mark. I like the Tesla technology, and I move with that. And I understand consciousness. So once you understand how to navigate, and you do too, through the Believe My material. But there's so many things that we don't need all this sideshow stuff. We just focus on spirituality and consciousness. We are these multiversal beings. You know, some of the stuff they talk about, they teach this in mystery schools. Consciousness, energy, auras, Merkaba, light body, all that stuff is what we know naturally. And we know we're star people. So what's the deal here? You know, we know we've been lied to since day one. We know that everything has been propaganda and false information since we were indoctrinated into schoolrooms or even birthed onto this illusion of a planet. So to me, it just seems like they're watering everything down to such a level that I'm getting tired of it myself. And I tell you, even as a host, I'm like, oh, my God, I get bummed out. I just need a break. I need to leave this planet just for a mental break, you know? Go ahead.
You probably get sick of hearing it from your guests sometimes. It's like, oh.
Well, you know, I put people on my show that I have a lot of respect for, and I know they have some really good information. So for me, I don't put just everyone and their mother on my show, so that is good. But when you look at all this stuff that's going on there, I mean, I'm just so tired of everything. I'm tired of this fantasy that everybody's living. Everything is energy and consciousness. It's a modulation of a wave. Leave it at that. That's the way I am, okay? That's the way I see things through multidimensional eyes without getting too stuck into anything at all. And that's the way I'm going to keep it because at this point, I think everything's just getting out of control. It's becoming a meltdown. Everything's melting down before my eyes with people. Not you, though.
Well,
you're pretty solid.
We'll have to get back to that. We'll have to get back to that. That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
About the whole meltdown of everything. But, yeah, well, I think that's the intention. Just the reaction that you're having is exactly what whoever's behind all this intends, just to saturate so much crap out there that everyone will just walk away from and say, I can't stand this anymore. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly. It just ruins it for everybody. That's all I can say. It ruins the magic. Go ahead.
I think you make some very good points there. Let's just for a second switch gears because I want to change to a slightly different subject. And then we'll come back to this because I'm not done with this particular topic. But I don't know if you're following, you're probably not following the whole UFC thing with Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, who's the quote-unquote greatest boxer of all time. He's won 49 boxing matches, never lost a boxing match.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a small guy. He only weighs about 154 pounds. So in his weight class, he's like the best of all time. Well, mm-hmm. they've scheduled this match between Conor McGregor, who is this MMA guy with he won the belt in two different weight classes. Long story, but Conor is going to fight him in boxing with boxing rules. Anyway, I mean, again, it's just this perfect example of a dog and pony show that means nothing. Mm-hmm. That these guys are getting like $300 million a piece or some outrageous.
Wow.
I mean, it is unbelievable.
Yeah, I think it's all about entertainment. You know, it's all about entertaining people. It's not about anything but that. It's not about real athletes anymore. To me, it's just about sensationalism.
That's exactly what it is. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, when the fight's over, whoever wins, it doesn't matter for anything.
Exactly.
It's not, it doesn't go towards any championship. It's just a complete spectacle. It's just a spectacle.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree with you. You know, go ahead.
No, I'm done, really.
No, I think I keep interrupting you. I don't mean to. But, you know, I did competitive kickboxing, so I understand sportsmanship and training and doing that sort of thing. But also, you know, I did it because I love to train, and as a martial artist, that was my thing. But these people, I don't know. It seems like everything is becoming a circus act, like you say, a dog and pony show. And it just becomes numbing. You know, to me, it just becomes numbing on a lot of levels. It's like, where is the inner peace? Where is that moment where you just go into yourself and you have that tranquility? I find it very hard to get there at this point because there's too much static everywhere.
There's a lot of static.
Mm-hmm.
I've over the years listened a lot to Alex Jones, and I've kind of stopped listening to him because he used to do like investigative reporting, and he used to make these really informative movies, and you could learn something by watching the show. But now it's turned into this dog and pony show, or people are calling each other names, and I'm just having a hard time with it right now.
You know, I'm watching him kind of do a meltdown too, in a sense that after the whole election, he just seems like everything's going downhill, energetically speaking. And I take it with a grain of salt because it is a lot of noxious energy. I mean, he has some really good stuff. He's done some really good work, like you said. But yeah, I have to take a break from these people. I really do.
Totally. Totally bad energy.
I mean, even myself, I get on rants, and people listen to my witch file, they get that. But I'll tell you a point, like, I need a break too. I'm just at the point now where I'm like, you know what? It's just like, let's just stay on our higher level of consciousness and let's just navigate outside of this and ride the waves to what I call a more ascended version of reality versus all these distortions, because it's crazy. It's just getting too weird. It really is. These people are always going to be toxic. They're always going to be warring with each other. They're always going to be picking fights with each other. And you can see who's evolved and who's not on the timeline right now. So,
isn't that a good way to put it? It's really strange. And I hate to, like I said, I'm really knocking a lot of people today, and I'm gossiping. This isn't good.
I don't mean to be knocking anybody today. I mean, like I said, I don't know Corey good. All I'm doing is saying, from my perspective, where I come from with covert technology, it's highly possible that he's been affected with some form of psychotronics. So I'll just leave it
there. Well, what you said about evolution, and I'm thinking about Alex Jones, and I mean, he reminds me like of a caveman sometimes.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's just, well, and I think part of him really likes that kind of sensationalism, even though he says he doesn't, because he goes on and on, like, for example, with Megyn Kelly. I mean, he spins it out of control. You know, it's like if you just let it go, man. Don't polarize with it. Stop creating the Velcro, for crying out loud. But he doesn't know how to do that. So, and I get tired of it, too, Mark. I used to tune into him quite often, and I'm like, I can't deal with this. I'd rather go train or something right now. I'm sorry, you guys. Go ahead.
Isn't it like 2 or 3 weeks he's been on this Megyn Kelly interview?
Yes. I mean, I look at it and I'm like, God, dude. Go ahead.
I mean, you knew that was going to happen when she interviewed you. Come on. I mean, you knew it was going
to
happen.
I wonder. I even texted it in. I said, dude, I said, why are you allowing her to have an interview? I wouldn't give her 5 minutes of your time. But once again, they do it. They, you know, they engage. They open the door for the engagement. It happens, and then they complain about it. Well, they created it. They co-created it. Let's put it that way. So, but it's crazy and it's heady. And you know what, Mark? You're a very evolved being. That's what I like about you. And I don't like people acting like this, backbiting, negative, entity-controlled, nasty people that are just looking for reasons to hate everybody. You know, we're assessing something, for example, in the UFO community that's, it's not that we're trying to pick anybody apart. We're just looking at it, okay? But
this
other stuff that goes on here, this backbiting, this competition and this and that, I'm so sick of it, you know? It's just not my game. It truly isn't my game. I guess I've outgrown the planet a billion fold and just need to get out of here. You probably do, too.
It's good to kind of bounce these ideas back and forth a little bit, because it, you know, I look at this and I'm like, man, I can't. Everything has taken a turn that's not so good. It's extremely.
Well, I mean, it's like we're in hell. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, like. I read a lot because I can't, you know, I try to get something from the internet these days and it's just garbage. I can't get anything.
I know. I listen to music. I try to listen to music and I try to just do some things independently. And I mean, doing radio shows like you and I have been doing, I'm even at the point where it's hard for me to do shows sometimes because I'm so tired of it. You know, I started off doing The Good Fight, you know, telling the truth and communicating in that and using it as a benchmark for people who needed a voice. And now it just becomes, you know, it's so saturated, first of all. The truth media or alternative media is so saturated. It's just like I could walk away tomorrow and none of them would care. You know, it's that sort of thing. You know, it's like snakes in a box. They'll just find someone else to go focus on. You know, I don't know. It's just very strange. We did our best here. That's all I can say. We've done our best as educators, as people who were trying to create and communicate a message that was based on a higher level of consciousness. So.
Well, yeah, I've been through this phase and it's lasted almost like 4 months now probably almost 4 months where I'm just working so many hours. I had a little break from it for the past 2 weeks, but I was just working like all the time. So I couldn't schedule guests because I mean, I didn't know when I was going to be home from work. I just didn't know.
Right.
And a lot of times when I do get home, I just start working again. So
I don't blame you.
Yeah. So I'm just in this weird state, like, it's just, I would like to schedule more guests and do this sort of thing, but I'm just, like, in between, and I think the big cloud is going to come, and I'll be working 60 and 70 plus hours a week again here before long, and so it just, it's like puts you in a weird state with the radio show, because I've only got so much time that I can spend and, you know, what my free time that I've learned or whatever, like I have to focus on the my material because I don't really have time to even read any other body, anyone else's material.
Mm-hmm. So that's probably good though. The contact reports are very philosophical and they're very positive and energy oriented. So I like those myself. Yeah. No, I don't blame you. I think,
his books are incredible. Like one of them, I've lost track. I think I'm like it's the fourth time through, and I never get tired of it. That's what's the weird part. I never get tired of it
because it's energy oriented, it's consciousness oriented, it's uplifting. You know, uplifting. So,
it is.
Yeah,
it is.
That's the same thing. Yeah, I mean, when you focus on work that's based on spirit and consciousness, you never get tired of it because it's always changing. It's energy, but it's always usually positive.
Wow,
that's the whole
that's
idea.
A good point. Okay, now we've picked on poor David and Corey so much. I'm gonna listen to a little bit more of them. Let me set my settings here a little bit. Just takes me a second here to get us reconfigured. But it's entertaining. I'll give him credit for that. It is entertaining.
Well, he's making money. I mean, the guy's making a lot of money at it apparently. So.
I guess. I mean, they get big
crowds.
I don't
know what's going on. Like I said, I just throw up my hands and walk away at this point in the continuum. I just don't know what to say anymore.
You're totally disgusted with it all.
I'm very disgusted. Plus, after where I've been. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Give me a second, and I'll...
Pyramids and obelisks out of clear crystal in our solar system. Corey, how widespread are those ruins?
We have a local star cluster that is around 50 stars. And these ruins have been found throughout the entire local star cluster.
So to me, I don't know about you, but that's like, holy crap. So this civilization, whatever it was, is very, very widespread. And they had the technology to dig into moons and to build entire habitable worlds inside a moon. So we're talking now about everything that you have, all the comforts of home. So one of the really important things I put in the Ascension Mysteries, my new book, is proof from NASA that all of these moons actually have tons of water inside. They don't look like it because the surface is frozen and dusty. But I have all this evidence now that, in fact, our solar system is jammed with water. In fact, there's more fresh water just on this little planetesimal Ceres. There's more fresh water inside that little guy than there is on all of Earth. What does that mean? What are you really saying, David? What I'm saying is the sun is kicking off water all the time. It goes onto these moons and it freezes, but inside there's plenty of it. And you can melt it down, or in some cases it's still in liquid form, and you can build a whole civilization there. You don't have to even worry about making your water. It's already there. So the universe has provided people with an opportunity to have civilizations inside moons, and this is one of the great secrets from us, because we don't see very much evidence that there's any colonization going on, but there actually is. It's quite extensive. So this civilization was very vast, and they also apparently had Death Star technology. So here's another really weird thing. George Lucas's Star Wars is jam-packed with disclosure, including the idea of the evil empire and the idea that Darth Vader is part man and part machine. Remember at the end, "I am your father," and all this kind of stuff, and he's like a machine. Well, that's because one of the big things that's going on is there is an artificial intelligence that's behind all this. Corey, why don't you just give us, for those who haven't already heard what you have to say, one of the things the space programs really want us to educate people about is AI. Is it a good thing for us to develop machines that can think, or not?
Not only the secret space program, but other space-faring races have been very disturbed that the Cabal has gained access to this AI technology. Many times you've heard that the Cabal is going to be arrested, and it doesn't happen. Well, they use this AI probable future technology to be able to stay one step ahead of these types of operations.
Well, maybe that's a good place to stop.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you right there, some of the stuff he's talking about, first of all, we've talked about water before. It's common knowledge for the water to be existing elsewhere besides here in the illusion of this planet, so or on this planet, the water on moons, et cetera. That's nothing out of the norm. I've heard it before. Richard C. Hoagland touched on that. Many, many people have touched over it over the years. Science fiction authors have touched on it over the years. So why is he thinking his information's unusual? I have no idea. The Death Star technology, that's been said before. I've heard that a billion times over from everyone and their mother. And so far as the artificial intelligence goes, that's my area. That's my forte. That's not his. So whatever he starts to spew about artificial intelligence, I have news for him. I've been interfaced with the big machine, and I know how it runs, and that's why I wrote my book, Eye of the Remote. So I can bust him there. Okay, that's where I can nail him. Any place else, it's hearsay. He can say whatever the hell he wants to say. But when he comes down to artificial intelligence, that's my area. So that's all I'll say about that. So.
Yes. It's,
and nope, go ahead.
It is a strange mixed bag that we have today.
It's crazy. Go ahead.
If you can take it like science fiction, then it can be somewhat entertaining.
Right.
But
go ahead.
Well, if you take it as true, and then, it's a different story altogether.
It is. And, I have to tell you, my book, 1,000,000 Miles Till Midnight, Between the Mirror and the Lens, which is available on Amazon, it's a shameless plug, it's a very inexpensive book, is about the artificial intelligence and the fate of this planet. It's actually a spinoff of the technology I was interfaced with in 2004. Now, nobody talks about my book. Nobody promotes my book. Nobody sits there on Coast to Coast and puts me on there. But this is a phenomenal book. And this is my prime example is that there's so much data out there that just isn't being seen because of specific groups of people. Like I said, everything you're this guy's talking about is nothing. It's nothing that we don't know already. We haven't heard before. I mean, it's just like this, like craziness. So I'm tired of it. That's all.
I wanted to bring something else up. Mm-hmm. And it's something that's sad, that I really find sad. Someone that you know pretty well, someone that I mm-hmm. never really got to meet, but I've listened to his shows before, and he's a fascinating guy. Sean David Morton. I mean, I guess they've got a warrant out for his arrest. And
He didn't show up in court.
He's a fugitive now. Is he fleeing the law?
Sad. You know, I don't understand the whole scenario with that. Obviously, there's been some stuff going on with the illusion of tax fraud and this and that, but there are a lot of criminals out there that are hardcore, and he's not one of them. I'll say that much. And so far as what's going on with him, I have no idea. Nobody knows. He's off the radar. His own wife doesn't even know what's going on. I had suspected. We were trying to figure out where he would have gone, you know, what direction. Some people say north. Some people say, I say towards Bermuda, towards South America, but I don't know. I can't confirm where he's gone. I have no idea. But I will say one thing. It's a shame that that's happening with all the terrorists across the world here and all the people that are screwing everybody over for a buck. And the stuff that I know about with covert technology and how they use mind control on people and ruin their lives and take billions and billions of dollars of people, you know, taking their lives away. And this guy has one issue. I just don't understand it, quite honestly. He's a brilliant person. He's very intelligent. He knows a lot about a lot of different things. And I think that's one of the reasons, you know, that he was singled out. Besides this, I think they were looking for a reason to get him, and that was probably one of them. That's just my take on it.
Crazy. Very sad story.
Well, you just look at the Clintons. Look at all these people who are criminals out here. They get away with murder, stealing, racketeering, you name it. And then this guy does one little thing, and all of a sudden they're trying to throw the book at him. I'm sorry, there's something wrong with this picture. Yeah, there really is. So, it's a shame. Go ahead.
I'm very sorry to hear this. I mean, he's a very good. He has a very good radio show. He's done a lot for the whole UFO ET community. And shoot, I hope he doesn't get thrown in jail. Maybe he can avoid the law.
I don't know.
That's hard.
He's
going
to have to either. Well, basically, right now he's going to get put away. There's no doubt about it, especially since he didn't show up. But I would say he's probably outside the U.S. is my take. I can't imagine him being here in the United States when they have a warrant out for him. So it would probably be, in my opinion, as somebody who's like, you know, obviously profiling, I would say he probably left the country. But yeah, how's he going to come back? And I don't know what's going to happen with him, quite honestly. But this just gives you an idea as far as what's going on with the system and how they go after and target people that are standing up and being counted or speaking the truth, whether it's, and they'll find a frivolous reason to do it. They do it all the time. I'm not saying what he did was right. I'm just saying that there are a lot of evil people out there who do vicious, vicious things. And he doesn't fit that category at all. So something's wrong with that. Something's way wrong with that scene.
Well, Solaris, thanks for coming on. I appreciate you just plopping in. It's always great.
It's been casual. Happy Lissa solstice, everybody. Have a happy solstice today.
Did you want to tell people about your radio shows and books? You've kind of already done some of that.
Yeah, my books are on Amazon.com. Quick plug. And thank you, Mark, by the way, for having me on. I always love talking to you. And also, my shows are Raven Stars Witching Hour at freedomslips.com, Studio A, Saturday, 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time, and Hyperspace at KCMR Digital Radio Network on Friday night at 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Have a good evening. See you later.
Thank you. Thanks.
Good
Take
night,
care, everybody.
Everyone.
Night.